Time now to cross to Perth and talk to South Sydney and New South Wales hooker Damien Cook as the Blues prepare for Origin 2. Morning, Cookie.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, going very well, mate. More importantly, how are you and how's the team's preparation going?
Yeah, no, I'm going good, mate. We've got a day off today. I've had a couple of good days of training and all the new players come in. Wade Graham, it's great to have him around camp. He's definitely a leader and it's very excited to play with him again. And then James Malloy just slot back right in too. So he's definitely lead the team around really well.
There's all the reports about the end of the world as far as the weather conditions are concerned, Cookie. And we saw you with the soapy balls, dipping the balls into the soapy water during the week. How's it been and what sort of adjustments is it being talked about a lot in team meetings?
That's probably been the only adjustment we've made is just that little... soapy ball drill we did with the front rollers, and I think the outside backs did it after us. And just in case it is wet weather conditions, you probably just have to focus a little bit more on the catch and pass and tighten things up a little bit. But hopefully it's not too bad, and we can get a good game of footy in.
When you did the review, what was coming out of that review, and where do you need to get better in game two?
We probably didn't defend together as we'd like, as good as we'd like, and. We probably didn't trust our pass as well. You know, we've got plenty of talent right across the park, so we've got to make sure we do it first, lay a good platform in the middle. We did that well in the first half. We've got to do that in the second half as well. And then, you know, give some good ball to our outside back. So, and that's where we're going to look to improve this week, but definitely take our opportunities. I think we missed a couple as well.
Yeah, Cookies, Jimmy slotting in. How's he slotting in? What difference does he make? And is he driving everybody nuts yet?
Yes, I don't know who he's running with, but good luck to him. But, like last year, you know, he took off from where he left off last year as well. So he's, and just having him in the team, he's a leader, you know, he's very experienced in this arena. So, you know, he'll do a really good job. And, you know, one thing I love about Jimmy is he backs himself to pull off the big play. And if it doesn't come off, he'll stick at it as well. So, you know, it's good to have him back here.
Yeah, obviously there were some big decisions that Freddie made seven changes to the team. Some were forced on him with injury. There was no Latrell Mitchell, no Cody Walker. You know, they've selected Tom Trbojevic, Jack White and into the centres. How have they been at training? And the challenges that they face are obviously more defending rather than with the football. How have they been at training and how have they been in opposed sessions defending?
Yeah, so we did a lot of defence yesterday, some edge-on-edge stuff, and then we did some video last night, and they've got Gazzy over here too, helping the centres out. Fitzy was really happy with how we defended yesterday, so I think they're pretty comfortable with what they're doing. You know, they're talented footballers, the back five, but you know, talking about the wingers and centres, they've all played a lot of footy, so they know what they're doing out there. And for us, it's very exciting to have, you know, especially Tommy Turbo and Ferguson on one side, so I'm looking forward to seeing how they go together. And Jack White, and he's just a footy player, and you know, he's got Adokar outside him who talks a lot during the game. He's going to be able to help him out a lot, so no, it should be all good.
Yeah, one of the things that I noticed in game one was our inability to get out of our own half when Queensland were revving up in defence. And you know, I think that having Ferguson back in there, Tommy T with their carries will get you that momentum. Mm. But also Jimmy there with the ability to keep his edges wider. So if it's on to move the ball, you'll be able to do that. But the one question we get asked a lot is about, you know, the forwards win big games. And with no David Clemmer, Daniel Saifiti, how's he fitted in to the group?
No, he's fitted in really well, and when he came into the side, I remember talking to him. We only just played him a couple of weeks ago at club level, and they didn't have Clemmer, so it was just Daniel there, and we had, you know, obviously the big Burgess boys taking it to him, and there was a couple of times where they had a couple of good shots on him and a couple of big runs at him as well, and he stood his ground and gave it back to him. So I remember after that game being pretty impressed with and how he stood up for against those three as well, because, you know, so that was pretty impressive, and looking forward to playing alongside him. Then you've got Dale Finucane, who, you know, being so consistent, one of the most consistent players in the game, just, you know what you're going to get from him. He's going to do all the little hard things as well on the field, the little one percenters. He's going to run the ball hard and he's not going to let you down. So looking forward to playing with both of them.
Lucky enough to be chatting with Damien Cook on the line from Perth. Cookie, has it dawned on everybody yet that the desperation of what is Sunday night, or when does that dawn upon the team that it is do or die? It's now or never. It's the end of the Origin series, really, if you lose.
Yeah, I think obviously everyone's well aware of the situation. It's a completely different situation what we were in last year. But you know, we've got to go out and win this game. We haven't spoken about it too much, but I'm sure you know it'll definitely the day off today. Get away from footy, but once we come back in Friday for train, you know, definitely going to start realising that this is it. You got to go out there and it's a must-win game for us. So we've got to be desperate when we get out there, and we've got to play like that, and we've got to play for each other. So nothing but a win this weekend.
Is there a different intensity at training, knowing that the series is on the line compared to, say, game one? And it's the first time a lot of your guys have experienced being in this position too.
Yeah, it is. It's the first time I've been in this situation, so... I'd like to say the intensity's picked up, and players probably like James Maloney, Boyd Corden and Wade Graham are very good at making sure that we're all on as well. So they've all played in a lot of Origin games, and they're making sure that we're always switched on and not wasting any training moments, and making sure we're getting the best out of it as we can.
All right, we chatted with James Maloney. He's actually poor old Jack White, and he got the short straw. Jack, he's had to deal with Jimmy all week. Who's your roommate, and how are you coping?
No, I'm with James Tedesco, so I can't complain, mate. He's been really good. We get along really well. We've both got organised mess with our bags. We're clean enough, so no, it's pretty good.
It's always good to drag a good roomie. In particular, they're similar sort of personalities as yourself, and like to keep the room nice and tidy. What about Queensland, mate? Where do you see their improvement? They're talking about being better in game two. Where is their improvement coming from?
I thought they were pretty good in game one. I think we've just got to probably match them in that second half. I think they were very good at their line speed and keeping us in the corner. So. That's what we've got to do. We've got to make sure we can do that to them, apply the pressure. To be honest, I'm not too worried about what they've got to improve. Yeah. More just worried about what we've got to do. So, and that's one of the things that they did that kept us out of the game, especially in that second half. So we'll be looking to make sure we've got good line speed and we're kicking long and a good kick chase. And, you know, it's all about field possession. And just, after that, you just got to take your opportunities with the ball.
Yeah, how's the coaching staff, and in particular Freddie, been this week? I mean, it's the first time he's experienced this as well. Last year, you won games one and two. This year, you're behind in game one. There's plenty of heat on everybody. How's his demeanour been throughout the week?
Someone asked me that the other day, but he's been exactly the same. This camp's been just the same as we've done the other, like all of last year and the game one this year. So he's kept everything the same. But in no doubt, I'm sure he'll have more to say from tomorrow onwards once we get closer to the game as well. So he'll make sure we're amped up and ready to go. But at the moment, we've done all the same things and just making sure everything that we did in game one. And, we've just got to make sure we get the job done on the field. So we weren't far off in video. Like, we looked at some stuff of what we didn't do well and how close we really were in game one when we haven't played our best footy. So a lot of positives to take out of that game.
Can't wait for game three already with the series locked up at 1-1 after New South Wales pull off a stunning victory there at Optus Stadium. Thanks, Cookie.
No worries. Thanks, guys.